Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight higher amid strong packer demand in preparation for the Independence Day holiday. Terminals are called steady to firm in a light volume test. Prices in a range from $46.50 to $51. Peoria is called steady to firm today with a top price of $46.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, June 19th, negotiated swine purchases were $11,289. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $66 to $76, the weighted average $70.99. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.29 to $58.52, the weighted average $55.15. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $16,449. The base price range was $66 to $76. The weighted average was $73.09. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.99 to $58.08, and the weighted average was $56.80. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Some areas of the Midwest Corn Belt picked up some rain over the last 24 hours, and that includes parts of southwestern Iowa and good portion of Missouri, and now into southern Illinois. Some rain is falling, locally heavy totals in that area. The heaviest rains missed the worst flooded areas by a little bit, because that would be farther to the north and east in Iowa and across parts of Illinois and Wisconsin. So those areas didn't get a lot of rain yet. But as we look ahead, a lot of complicating factors in the atmosphere. The dew point temperatures, which gives you an indication of the humidity, rather low for this time of year. Our dew point temperature is 55 degrees right now. So that means there's a lot less humidity in the air than sometimes is there. So you might think, okay, that's pretty good as far as maybe not having too much rain. But on the other hand, it's colder than usual aloft. And when you have warm air at the ground and the sun hits its highest mark of the year today at midday, so the sun is effective at heating the ground. And if it's cold aloft, that means the warm air near the ground will rise quickly and develop into thunderstorms. That's what we call an unstable air mass when it's warm at the ground and much colder aloft. So we have instability in the atmosphere, and showers and thunderstorms will develop on a scattered basis today, tomorrow, and Sunday over much of the Midwest Corn Belt. Now, we already have this one area of rain over the southern third of Illinois and southwestern Indiana, and that should remain. We have a disturbance that's going to be pushing into Wisconsin and northern Illinois and Michigan and northern Indiana later today and tonight. So coverage of rainfall in those areas will be a bit higher than elsewhere, but for today and tonight. But as we look ahead through the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur. So there will be some locations on a random basis that will pick up an inch or two of rain, because some of the thunderstorms will get pretty strong. There also may be some areas that get damaging winds and large hail with some of the thunderstorms. But we're not expecting to see widespread heavy rain, but there will be pockets of heavy rain. So that makes assessing the situation very difficult as we go into the final trading day of the week and focus ahead to next week. And next week, it does look like we are going to start to turn a bit warmer. The central and especially eastern Midwest Corn Belt remains cooler than average and will do so through the weekend. But I think temperatures will turn closer to average, with even some warmer than average conditions by a few degrees in the southwestern Midwest as we get to the middle of the latter part of next week. Humidity levels are going to increase too, and we'll be closer to the dividing line between the cool air that's now over us. It'll push or retreat a little bit to the northeast, and hotter air to our south will will get a little bit closer, but not blast in here. But so we'll be on the borderline between the hot and the cold. That means a storm track will be over the Midwest. Clusters of showers and thunderstorms will develop, especially from midweek on. And that's another thing where we don't have all the details on exactly how much rain will fall in a particular location. But the odds of rainfall pick up again next week. And what that means is some of the fields that are still underwater are likely to, or some of them at least, are likely to stay underwater. So there will be some fields that will just not be able to be replanted this year. But fields that are not underwater, some field work can now take place, and then some of the rain will be beneficial. And in the Delta, it's still remaining a little bit cooler than average in some spots, and near average temperature-wise, no high heat, which is good news for them. We're not seeing a lot of rain down that way, but it looks like there may be a few showers today and tomorrow. And looks like northern parts of the Delta have the best chance of rain over the coming week. In the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, harvest and maturation. Harvest is going to see some delays. Some locally heavy rainfall occurred yesterday, and it looks like there's going to be more rain tonight in the southern parts of the Great Plains, later in the weekend in the western parts, early next week in the northern parts of the Great Plains. Then the east will get some as well. So some areas will get heavier rain than others, so that's going to make a big mixed bag for weather conditions. Finally, going to the northern plains and Canadian prairies, it's been cool in the eastern areas lately. They'll see a bit of a moderation in temperature next week, which they need for crop development. It is running a little warmer than average out in the western portions of the northern plains, primarily out in Montana, so in the Canadian prairies north of there. Does look like showers will start to pick up in coverage next week, so the rainfall will probably be beneficial for growing crops there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat open at 926 down 1. Last trade down 3.5. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 881 unchanged. Last trade down 0.5. December 919.5 down 2.5. Last trade down 1. July corn opened at 728 up 0.25. Last trade down 0.25. December 760 3/4 down 3/4. Last trade down 1.5. July beans opened at 1545 3/4 up 0.25. Last trade down 3.5. November 1520 down 1.5. Last trade down 6. July soybean meal opened at 419.60 up 10. Last trade down 90. July soybean oil opened at 6382 down 30. Last trade down 22. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, the question I have for you, look into your crystal ball and tell me what strike price will get it done for options today.
What strike price? Well, I would think that they're going to work and try and see when it's probably going to be the 730s, somewhere in that neighborhood. 7:30 or 7:35 on corn, 15:40s probably on beans. I don't expect that we're going to go wild necessarily one way or the other, but, you know, the forecast is bringing in a little bit more rain, and they don't really care. I think that is probably going to be the neighborhood it's going to be in.
Turn your attention to all the fundamentals that we've been hearing this week, and try to sort through it all and give us your bottom line understanding of what you think prices will do over the next month.
Well, I think that we will see prices go higher over the next month, and I wouldn't be very surprised. Now, when you look at, okay, over the next month, that's to the middle of July, well, to almost to the end of July.
Right.
We're not going to see the corrections from the USDA come in until August, so that makes it a little tougher, although I think that, you know, we need to do some sideways trading to build a good base here, you know, rather than just going straight up. But I think my bias is that we're going to be higher over the next month as everybody realizes that we've lost a lot of acres. I'm disappointed that the June 30th report is still going to come out with acres from the 1st of June, but I guess there's not much we can do about that right now. I was surprised this morning when I saw some comments from Bunge that they would come out and say, due to fundamentals, they feel the pricing on beans, corn, and wheat is very right, that it's not overpriced at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if you're reading that, you have to believe that we will have a bias toward the upside.
Yeah, they're hopeful prices won't go up. To what degree, and we have about 40 seconds left, do you equate this year with 93?
Well, I think it's much worse than 93 in a lot of ways. One of the ways that I would compare it to 93 is that the June 30th report in 93 was off by over 1 million acres against the final numbers on corn and over 2 million acres on beans. And that way, I guess I definitely could relate it to 93. But I think when you look at and you want to contrast the two, this is much worse because it's so much more widespread. When you look across the entire major part of the growing areas in the Midwest that carry the heaviest and the best yields, we've been hit hard. And that is different than in 1993. I mean, we had some hits in 93, but not as widespread as what it is. So I think it's actually worse than 93 is.
Run out of time. Thanks much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.